personality NLP case study for Derek. Ascendant, Dhanishta, Rahu and Shatabisha Aquarius, first house. Derek's ascendant in Dhanishta, placed in Aquarius, forms the governing psyche of his personality, one that is visionary, rhythmically attuned, and inwardly principled, yet socially forward. Dhanishta, ruled by Mars, carries themes of precision, orchestration, and legacy, while Aquarius brings a distinctly humanitarian, inventive, and mentally elevated tone. This gives Derek a persona that is tuned to higher systems, someone who may walk through the world with both emotional detachment and an implicit awareness of structure, rhythm, and collective intelligence. Layered into this is Rahu and Shatabisha, also in Aquarius and in the first house, intensifying Derek's selfhood with a karmic drive toward individuation, independence, and healing through insight. Shatabisha, ruled by Rahu itself, is associated with seclusion, mystery, and systems of correction or remedy. Derek's sense of identity is not simple. He is likely seen as unconventional, intelligent, and difficult to pin down. There is a desire to reinvent, decode, and distill. Not for show, but because he is internally wired to seek deeper truths and integrate fractured systems, both socially and psychologically. From an NLP perspective, this configuration reflects a dominant auditory, digital, and visual symbolic processing style. Derek likely experiences the world through mental modeling and conceptual filtering. He wants things to make sense, not just emotionally or experientially, but structurally. There is an internal logic, sometimes abstract, sometimes futuristic, that organizes his perception. With Dhanishta's musical precision and Shatabisha's analytical detachment, he may process thoughts like movements in a score, deliberate, complex, and built on patterns rather than surface impressions. His attention filter is strongly self-oriented. The first house Rahu draws his focus towards self-understanding and projection, not in a narcissistic way, but through an ongoing process of becoming. Derek is likely concerned with how he is constructed, perceived, and evolving. He may be highly aware of his presence and how it modulates to different environments. At times, this can bring self-consciousness or over-intellectualization, but it also allows him to track his own transformation in real time. His motivation direction is clearly towards, with Rahu's expansive thrust leading him to pursue new roles, new expressions, and self-defined missions. There may be a hunger to innovate or to play with identity, not out of superficial rebellion, but because his system does not resonate with inherited or conventional models. He is likely to pursue independence early, experiment with his appearance or method of interaction, and carry a strong drive towards self-authorship. His operational style is options-oriented, reflecting Rahu's openness and Dhanishta's adaptability. Derek likely prefers environments where he can explore, test, or recalibrate. He may resist rigid structures unless he's the one designing them. This same openness can feed a mismatching style, an ability to spot what's different, offbeat, or not yet integrated, making him especially perceptive in interpersonal dynamics, innovation spaces, or system correction. Altogether, Derek's ascendant and Rahu placement present a deeply layered identity, marked by both precision and abstraction, individualism and structure, detachment and drive. His NLP drive suggests someone whose psyche operates like a tuning fork for systems, rhythms, and future patterns, not here to conform, but to refine. His intelligence is experimental, his selfhood in motion, and his core motivation one of evolution through insight and originality. Third house, Saturn in Barani. Derek's third house, governing communication, mental focus, self-effort, learning style, and how he initiates thought and speech, contains Saturn in Barani, placed in Aries. This combination brings a layered and disciplined intensity to his cognitive and communicative approach. Saturn here instills seriousness, control, and long-form discipline in how Derek communicates or engages mentally. In Aries, the sign of impulse and initiative, Saturn tempers the fire, creating a personality that may appear reserved or slow to speak, but whose words are backed by considered force and internal commitment. The nakshatra Barani, ruled by Venus, adds moral weight, transformational force, and a deep sensitivity to what should or shouldn't be expressed, giving Derek's thought process both ethical tension and creative depth. From an NLP perspective, This placement reflects a dominant auditory, digital, and kinesthetic processing style. Derek likely processes language through structured internal logic, mentally rehearsing, organizing, and refining his words before speaking. Saturn here makes him value restraint over reaction, and Barani adds a visceral awareness of emotional or psychological consequence in communication. He may speak less, but when he does, it lands with density. There's an internal need for precision and protection. Speech is not casual. It carries responsibility. His action preference in this house is dominantly reactive, but under tension. Aries normally acts first and fast, but Saturn slows that instinct. Derek may delay speaking or writing until internal alignment is complete. He likely weighs the cost of communication, not only in time, but in impact. He may also track how information is received before deciding how much more to offer. This style can lead to refined clarity, or at times, internal bottlenecking if overfiltered. His motivation direction is a measured blend of away from and towards. Saturn's presence in the third house brings a subtle discomfort around miscommunication or intellectual exposure. He may initially pull away from impulsive speech, small talk, or superficial learning, but over time moves toward mastery of language and deliberate expression. Barani adds a transformational layer. Derek doesn't just want to communicate, he wants to say things that matter, that carry consequence, and that change something essential. His frame of reference here is internal. He does not need validation for his ideas, though he may require time and solitude to feel secure in sharing them. He likely develops skills quietly over time, working through repetition and internal dialogue. In group settings, he may be perceived as quiet, but in close one-on-one exchanges or written formats, his depth and precision become unmistakable. His learning and communication style is procedural, with preference for clear structures, frameworks, and real-world application. He may excel at learning through doing, revisiting, and refining. There's a builder's rhythm to his mental patterning. He's not trying to accumulate trivia, but to construct a durable internal model for understanding and expression. Altogether, Saturn and Barani in the third house gives Derek a serious, responsible, and weighty relationship to speech, effort, and thought. His NLP drive suggests someone who processes quietly but with intensity, who learns through systematic repetition, and who chooses words not to impress, but to hold space, define truth, or initiate necessary change. He may not speak often, but when he does, it's with backbone, clarity, and an unspoken commitment to deeper impact. Down to fourth house, Mercury in Kritika and Sun in Rigashira Taurus, Derek's fourth house, governing emotional foundations, internal security, private thought life, and core learning style, contains Mercury in Kritika and the Sun in Rigashira, both placed in Taurus. This is a potent configuration of mental clarity, emotional constancy, and refined observational intelligence at the deepest level of his psyche. Taurus provides groundedness and a preference for stability, while Mercury and the Sun lend active cognition and identity building through inner processing. Kritika, ruled by the Sun, is sharp, exacting, and purifying, suggesting Derek's internal dialogue is cutting, clarifying, and corrective. Mrigashira, ruled by Mars, brings searching curiosity, restlessness, and fine-tuned perception. He seeks emotional understanding through intellectual exploration, but never strays far from control. From an NLP perspective, this house emphasizes a strong auditory, digital, and visual symbolic processing style. Derek likely internalizes knowledge in a sensory-rich but highly structured mental format. He learns through clean patterns, categorization, and exact distinctions. Mercury in Kritika adds a sharp diagnostic mind to his emotional world. He may scan, dissect, and refine emotional inputs with the same precision he applies to facts. The Sun in Rigashira gives him a soft but probing inner search engine. His sense of self is nourished by quiet observation, emotional tracking, and meaning found in nuance. His action style in the fourth is reactive but anchored. Taurus does not move quickly, and Rigashira prefers to watch before acting. Derek may need time to assess emotional dynamics at home or in close relationships before responding. Yet once he does engage, it's with coherence and force. Mercury and Sun together here give him internal command, especially when he feels aligned with truth or protecting emotional order. His frame of reference is firmly internal, especially in emotional and familial matters. Derek doesn't adopt beliefs or behaviors unless they pass his internal test for value and consistency. Mercury in Kritika is discerning. The Sun in Mitragashira is always evaluating. He may have an emotionally self-sufficient core, not closed off, but difficult to influence unless deeply understood. Emotional safety for him requires intellectual clarity and clean energetic rhythm. His motivation direction in this house is dominantly away from, especially when emotional environments feel chaotic, overly sentimental, or imprecise. He may withdraw from emotional messiness, preferring environments where order, honesty, and refinement govern connection. Yet, he also moves towards emotional security and aesthetic clarity, desiring a private world that feels tactile, harmonious, and mentally peaceful. His operational style at the root level is procedural with options awareness. He likes emotional systems that function cleanly and predictably, but with enough flexibility to adjust for nuance. Whether in private reflection or in building personal routines, Derek likely favors clarity, flow, and integrity. Unnecessary complexity will be analyzed and simplified. Altogether, Mercury in Kritika and the Sun in Mrigashira in the fourth house give Derek a mentally alert, emotionally precise, and observationally gifted inner life. His NLP drives in this domain reflect someone who seeks emotional safety through intellectual control, clarity of rhythm, and quiet personal truth. He listens to his environment not for comfort, but for consistency, insight, and a sense of structured peace. And he builds his inner world like a quiet sanctuary of refined logic and enduring value. Fifth house, Mars in Ardra Gemini. Derek's fifth house, which governs personal intelligence, creativity, memory, emotional expression, romantic style, and the transmission of ideas, contains Mars in Ardra, placed in Gemini. This is an intellectually intense and emotionally charged placement that blends mental fire, emotional disruption, and a drive for cognitive clarity. Mars provides action, assertion, and vitality, while Ardra, ruled by Rahu, brings storm energy, the impulse to break through, deconstruct, and reinvent. In Gemini, a sign of communication and dual processing, this manifests as a mind that is quick, sharp, and sometimes turbulent. Derek's creative and intellectual output is likely driven by emotional provocation and the need to speak what others avoid. From an NLP perspective, this placement supports a highly auditory, digital, and dissociative style of processing. Derek likely operates through rapid mental parsing, constant comparison, and an instinct to question assumptions and challenge intellectual stagnancy. Ardra adds a layer of emotional volatility to his cognitive process. He may experience internal conflict between truth and expression, especially in emotionally charged creative spaces. Mars in this nakshatra makes him quick to spot falsehood, quick to call it out, and highly attuned to language as both weapon and remedy. His motivation direction in the fifth house is strongly away from, especially in intellectual or emotional environments that feel fake, disorganized, or overly sentimental. Mars in Ardra gives him an internal engine that pushes against what doesn't make sense, what isn't honest, or what feels performative. At the same time, there's a secondary towards component, a drive to create or articulate something that pierces through the fog, something mentally real and emotionally necessary. Derek's frame of reference in fifth house matters. Whether romantic expression, teaching, or creativity is fiercely internal. Mars gives him assertive independence. Ardra gives him emotional self-containment through intellect. He likely won't share his thoughts or feelings easily unless they serve a deeper clarifying purpose. When he does express, it may be cutting, intense, or illuminating. He expresses not for release, but for transformation. His action preference here is proactive, with flashes of intense initiation. Mars in Gemini acts through speech, thought, or writing, and in Ardra, those actions are disruptive by design. Derek may produce creative work or romantic expression that confronts, restructures, or challenges. His learning and memory style is also high velocity and associative. He may absorb vast amounts of information, but retain what resonates through emotional charge or contradiction. His work and expression style in this domain is best suited to solo or independent proximity. He likely dislikes overly curated or emotionally indulgent creative environments. Instead, he thrives when allowed to speak raw truth, build language systems, or deconstruct emotional norms. He may be drawn to dark humor, intense literature, critical teaching, or expressive forms that mix intellect, satire, and existential insight. Altogether, Mars and Ardra in the fifth house gives Derek a disruptive, fiercely intelligent, emotionally charged, creative, and expressive system. His NLP drives here suggest someone who thinks and feels with precision under pressure, speaks to cut through illusion, and expresses not for decoration, but to distill, awaken, and recalibrate meaning in high emotion domains. He is not here to entertain. He's here to restructure reality through words, memory, and mindfire. Sixth house, Venus in Punarvasu, Cancer. Derek's sixth house, governing work habits, service orientation, problem solving, routine structure, and emotional processing of daily pressure, contains Venus in Punarvasu, placed in Cancer. This brings a nurturing, aesthetically harmonizing, and rhythmically intelligent quality to how he engages with service, healing, or task management. Venus here softens the emotional friction of the sixth house, creating a subtle desire to restore order through beauty, fairness, and care. Punarvasu, ruled by Jupiter, is the nakshatra of return. It dismantles, learns, and recreates with a long memory and quiet resilience. In Cancer, this manifests as compassionate calibration, a preference for emotional clarity over chaos, and the instinct to restore coherence where disorder has taken root. From an NLP perspective, this configuration expresses through visual, symbolic, and kinesthetic processing styles in work and emotional service. Derek likely perceives pattern and emotional tone in environments before he consciously identifies them. Venus in Cancer makes him sensitive to comfort, tone, and relational undercurrents. While Punarvasu gives him the impulse to mend or reframe, to bring things back to alignment, whether in interpersonal conflicts or system-level dysfunctions. His work style may involve subtle refinements, aesthetic adjustments, or gentle resets, all guided by emotional accuracy. His action style in this house is primarily reactive, though layered with thoughtful responsiveness. He likely doesn't jump into conflict or service roles unless there's emotional clarity or a resonant reason. Punarvasu's cyclical wisdom suggests he's most effective when allowed to observe, recalibrate, and respond at his own rhythm. He may revisit and revise tasks, working through intuition rather than rigidity, not from indecision, but from a refined sense of what the environment truly needs. His motivation direction here leans towards, but selectively so. He is drawn to situations where healing, resolution, or quiet service are needed, but only when the dynamic allows for mutual respect and emotional sustainability. He may avoid work or service environments that are harsh, overly mechanical, or emotionally dissonant, not because he's unwilling to serve, but because his service functions through emotional intelligence, not brute endurance. Derek's frame of reference in the sixth is internal, filtered through emotional resonance and aesthetic coherence. He likely gauges whether to engage based on how it feels in his nervous system, the visual or tonal harmony of the setting, and whether he senses integrity behind the request or responsibility. If a task, person, or system feels off, he may quietly step back, not to rebel, but to protect his internal balance. His work preference here leans toward proximity in emotionally intelligent environments or solo work with relational alignment. He does best when his daily flow includes beauty, space, and emotional clarity. Whether through design, communication, or quiet coordination, Derek's contribution is often to heal tension, restore rhythm, and elevate the quality of emotional experience without fanfare. Altogether, Venus in Punarvasu in the sixth house gives Derek a service style that is emotionally restorative, rhythmically paced, and quietly refined. His NLP drives suggest someone who is not wired for transactional work, but for subtle healing through aesthetics, emotional coherence, and quietly intuitive presence. He brings restoration not through urgency, but through resonance, rhythm, and the inner grace of knowing what needs to return, and when. Seventh house, Moon in Purva Falguni and Ketu in Maga. Derek's seventh house, governing relationships, one-on-one dynamics, interpersonal projection, and how he engages with mirrored identity, contains the Shamoon in Purva Falguni and Ketu in Maga, both placed in Leo. This reveals a partnership style that is emotionally vibrant on the surface, yet deeply karmic and complex beneath. Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus, infuses the moon with warmth, creativity, and relational softness, suggesting that Derek seeks emotional harmony, aesthetic exchange, and pleasurable rapport in his closest bonds. But Ketu in Maga, a nakshatra of ancestral pride and past life residue, indicates a sense of detachment, completion, or karmic ambivalence in relationships, as if part of him has already lived out certain relational scripts and now seeks only what feels sovereign and emotionally honest. From an NLP lens, this configuration supports a kinesthetic and visual symbolic processing style in relational experience. Derek likely responds to the emotional atmosphere in partnerships, tone, touch, aesthetic cues, more than explicit logic. His moon in Purva Falguni makes him expressive, affectionate, and attuned to emotional pleasure. But Ketu in Maga adds a quiet internal authority that resists dependency or inauthenticity. This means his relationships may be emotionally rich but energetically filtered. He feels deeply, but he doesn't cling. His frame of reference in relationships is internal, with moments of detachment. Ketu in the seventh gives him an instinct to self-contain emotionally, even when close to others. He may appear receptive and nurturing, Moon, but only gives deeply when he senses dignity, sovereignty, and energetic balance in the exchange. He is unlikely to tolerate performative affection or emotional manipulation, preferring relational dynamics that are honest, graceful, and self-aware. His motivation direction in the seventh house is a blend of away from and towards. The moon in Purva Falguni draws him toward creative emotional exchange, sensual pleasure, and beauty in relationship. But Ketu in Maga instills an aversion to ego-driven drama, status obsession, or control-based dynamics. He seeks partnerships that are emotionally rich, yet not controlling, expressive, yet not performative, loyal, yet not possessive. His action style in relationships is reactive with refined timing. The moon waits for the right feeling before responding, and Ketu adds non-linearity to that timing. Derek may pull back unexpectedly to recalibrate or express only after internal sorting. He is not reactive in the volatile sense, but emotionally rhythmic, attuned to internal cues over external demands. His relational operational style leans toward close proximity with internal freedom. He likely thrives in partnerships where emotional closeness is possible without energetic control, where there is space for reflection, dignity, and aesthetic resonance. He may be fiercely loyal, but emotionally minimal in expression unless the tone is right. Shared values of beauty, autonomy, and quiet pride are key. Altogether, Moon in Purva Falguni and Ketu in Maga in the seventh house gives Derek a relational style that is warm yet sovereign, affectionate yet karmically selective. His NLP drives in this domain suggest someone who seeks emotional grace, creative intimacy, and clean energetic mirrors, and who will retreat from relationships that lack depth, clarity, or soulful dignity. He does not need partnership, but when it aligns, he brings beauty, loyalty, and quiet emotional mastery to the bond. Ninth house, Jupiter in Chitra Libra. Derek's ninth house, the realm of higher learning, personal philosophy, long-range vision, truth systems, and one's internal compass for meaning, contains Jupiter in Chitra, placed in Libra. This is a placement of aesthetic intelligence, idealistic calibration, and architectural visioning of truth. Jupiter, the planet of expansion, ethics, and knowledge, placed in the ninth, its natural domain, gives Derek a deeply rooted interest in systems of wisdom, justice, and universal patterning. Chitra, ruled by Mars, brings a visionary builder's mindset to this, one that seeks to construct beauty, meaning, or balance with both precision and passion. And in Libra, all of this becomes filtered through relational logic, symmetry, and principled fairness. From an NLP standpoint, this configuration reflects a visual, symbolic, and auditory digital processing style when dealing with belief, philosophy, and learning. Derek likely learns by mapping large patterns through contrast, structural insight, or the aesthetic rightness of an idea. He doesn't just absorb knowledge. He refines it, stylizes it, and builds systems from it. Jupiter in Libra seeks harmony and truth, while Chitra insists on clarity, integrity, and constructive precision. He is likely sensitive to the presentation of ideas. Tone, phrasing, and structural delivery matter as much as the content itself. His motivation direction in this house is firmly towards, especially toward knowledge systems that offer ethical beauty, aesthetic structure, or intellectual elegance. He is drawn to teachings that align the emotional with the rational, the symbolic with the factual. Chitra's Mars rulership adds a level of personal conviction and initiative in seeking this. Derek doesn't wait for meaning to arrive. He goes looking for it and refines what he finds. His frame of reference here is internal. While Libra gives him the ability to weigh perspectives, Jupiter's placement in the ninth and Chitra's independent quality indicate that his truth is self-referenced. He may explore multiple systems, philosophy, design, social theory, spirituality, but ultimately integrates them through his own sense of inner alignment and symbolic coherence. He doesn't argue to win. He refines his vision until it resonates clearly. His action style in Ninth House Matters is proactive and constructive. Chitra builds, Jupiter guides. Derek likely enjoys creating frameworks, teaching, or offering guidance that blends practical clarity with visionary elegance. He may not gravitate toward loud spiritual expressions or traditional dogma, but he may quietly shape belief systems, values, or mentorships around his unique blend of design, logic, and aesthetic insight. His learning style is inherently structured and comparative. He learns well through contrast, analogy, and visual architecture. He may respond best to teachings that build layer by layer, or that compare models to reveal symmetry. There's an instinct here to polish understanding the way an artisan polishes stone, until what remains is both truthful and beautiful. Altogether, Jupiter and Chitra in the ninth house gives Derek a philosophical compass that is structured, ethical, and visually intelligent. His NLP drives here reflect someone who learns and teaches through refinement, contrast, and symbolic design, and who seeks meaning not just for its own sake, but to elevate, balance, and beautify how ideas live in the world. He is a pattern seeker, a truth shaper, and a natural architect of ethical aesthetics and visionary coherence. Overall, NLP drives for Derek. Derek's NLP system is defined by a unique fusion of intellectual precision, emotional discipline, rhythmic insight, and pattern-based perception. His chart reveals a personality that processes internally, acts selectively, and expresses with refined force rather than performance. Whether working through thought, expression, emotion, or learning, Derek's psyche consistently orients toward clarity, structure, and symbolic coherence, driven by an internal rhythm that governs when and how he engages with his environment. His dominant processing styles are auditory digital, kinesthetic, and visual symbolic. Mercury in Kritika and Saturn in Bharani provide strong internal logic and structured analysis, while placements like Venus in Punarvasu and Moon in Purva Falguni add an emotional intelligence that responds to tone, rhythm, and aesthetic harmony. His Jupiter in Chitra and Rahu in Shatabisha enhance symbolic cognition. He intuitively sees patterns across ideas, emotional systems, and social dynamics, learning and teaching best when form and meaning are united. Derek's motivation direction reflects a well-balanced combination of away from and towards. Mars in Ardra, Saturn in Aries, and Ketu in the seventh show his aversion to disorder, superficiality, and emotional inauthenticity. He instinctively avoids what is fragmented, fake, or noisy. At the same time, the Sun in Migashira, Jupiter in Chitra, and Moon in Purva Falguni pull him toward clarity, resonance, aesthetic structure, and visionary elegance. His system seeks refinement, not through resistance alone, but through building what's real and coherent. His frame of reference is profoundly internal across domains. From speech and effort, third house Saturn, to self-concept, Rahu in first, to relationships, Ketu Moon in seventh, Derek navigates life based on his internal measurements of timing, truth, and value. He is not externally oriented, and will only engage with systems, people, or practices that match or upgrade his internal clarity. Even in social or public contexts, he stays anchored in his own signal. Derek's chunking style blends specific to general in logic and learning, and general to specific in symbolic or philosophical reasoning. He may begin with details in technical environments, third and fourth house emphasis, but zooms out naturally to contextualize within broader meaning, ninth house Jupiter. This gives him an edge in both problem solving and conceptual teaching. He knows how to simplify without losing depth and how to systematize without abstraction overload. His action style is mostly reactive with timed proactivity. Many of his placements, Moon, Venus, Saturn, Ketu, show restraint, caution, and emotional calibration before engagement. Yet Mars in Ardra and Rahu in the first give him the capacity for bold, high-impact moves when alignment is clear. He acts when necessary, with exact timing, internal permission, and focused intensity. This makes him a disruptor who waits, then strikes with precision. His work and interaction preferences span solo, close proximity, and high-trust collaboration, depending on the domain. He thrives in environments that are emotionally clean, mentally agile, and structurally elegant. He needs space to think, clear standards of engagement, and freedom to design or express without emotional interference. Whether in private ideation, healing service, or philosophical discussion, Derek moves best when his nervous system feels organized, his logic is respected, and his emotional tone is matched. Altogether, Derek's NLP architecture reflects a person who processes deeply, expresses selectively, and leads through clarity, rhythm, and internal sovereignty. He is not designed for noise, but for refinement, coherence, and quiet catalytic presence. His learning is layered, his actions are rhythmic, and his psyche operates as a high-resolution system for decoding complexity into elegance and disorder into pattern, purposeful truth,